if you don't think Brexit is being delivered, say we're having a conversation in a year's time, and you are really worried about the way the government's going, and you don't think it's being delivered, are you going to sort of make a little bit of a comeback, stand for Parliament again? Who knows, take over the reins at UKIP again at some point?
Well, Ian, I mean, you know, my view was that after more than two decades at working for a referendum and for us to leave the European Union, and for that, you know, much of that time it being a pretty lonely, thankless place, having achieved my main goal of getting into politics, I am now happy to step back. I mean, at the moment, I've no intention for standing for office again. If Brexit's not delivered, you know, if in two or three years' time we haven't got control of our fishing, we're still stuck in the single market, we haven't got control of our borders, then I would be forced, I think, to put my shoulder to the wheel again. I couldn't let all those people down. Does that mean I would want to go back to political leadership? Extremely unlikely. Extremely unlikely. But would I stand for office? Would I be out there campaigning on the front foot again? Yes.
But as a candidate to be an MP, maybe stand in a by-election, that sort of thing you'd be up for? Potentially.
Well, it's not what I want to do. Let me make it really clear. I want Brexit to mean Brexit, and I want my involvement in frontline politics to be at an end. I've done it. I feel I've done what I wanted to do. I very much hope David Davis, Theresa May and the others deliver. If they don't, well, I wouldn't rule out standing again.
Nigel, thank you very much. That's Nigel Farage, the former leader of UKIP. You may have heard.